This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This week, public transit riders in New York City face their fourth fare hike in 5 years. And now, for the first time, riders will have to pay a dollar surcharge if they don't hold on to their Metro card. From the Transportation Nation Project at WNYC, Jim O'Grady reports.
Every 6 weeks, Rich and Jean Wasicki come to New York from Buffalo to visit their son, a student at Fordham University. Each time, they buy a Metro card and, after using it, throw the card away. That will now cost them a dollar per card.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Wasicki says it's a lot to ask a Buffalo guy to keep track of his New York City Metro card. But the New York MTA says it costs $10 million a year to produce those cards. Plus, there's the extra cost of cleaning up cards that riders toss on the ground. Gene Wasicki says, yeah, but the MTA profits from some of those discarded cards.
Half the time we put dollars as out-of-towners on that card that we ultimately don't end up using, and so those are dollars that the MTA has in its pocket.
Riders do leave about 50 million unredeemed dollars on Metro cards each year, but the MTA says that's not extra revenue. It costs the authority the same amount of money to run subway trains on a schedule, whether Wasicki uses all the value on her Metro card or not. Naomi Rosenberg rides the one train to work every day. She wonders why New York can't get rid of the Metro card for something more convenient, like the transit card used in Chicago, where her mom lives.
My mom has a plastic credit card. It's basically connected to her credit card, her transit card.
Her mom's transit card draws money directly from her bank account and refills automatically.
You don't have to keep track of old cards. They're not paper, it's plastic.
The New York plan was to swap out its Metro card last year for a bank card with a computer chip that would let riders pay their fare, but not enough banks signed up, and the program collapsed. The New York MTA is now building its own transit card. The new technology must be ready by 2019, which is around the time the Metro card turnstiles and vending machines are expected to wear out. For now, the authority expects to collect $20 million a year from the new MetroCard replacement fee, a dollar at a time. In New York, I'm Jim O'Grady for Marketplace.